I'm here with the winner of the Extemporaneous Leadership Development Event, Blake Cater of Sinton, Texas. He is the winner. Tell me, Blake, what's the feeling like?
This feels absolutely amazing. For me, the contest started in May at my district level, and then I moved on to area and won the Texas FFA State Extemporaneous Public Speaking Contest.
So what made you compelled to do this competition?
I've always liked talking off my feet. It's always been a bit of a passion for mine. I love being passionate about agriculture and everything within, just within agriculture.
So what were some of your favorite topics that you've gotten throughout the competitions you've had?
Perhaps my favorite topic comes from the Texas FFA State Finals, where I drew the topic, how might the proposed capital tax gains impact production agriculture?
Tell me what your thoughts were on that.
Well, to be honest, in the moment, I didn't really know what any capital tax gains were. But I put some context clues together and noticed that this was going to hurt the small farmers. And this is something that I care a lot about. So I wanted to speak on behalf of all the small farmers within our nation and be passionate for them.
What was it like competing here at the national level and now winning it?
The best part about this experience has been the opportunity to speak with so many other people all around the nation. Everybody here has been so nice, and the competition was just amazing.
What were some skills that you have learned through this process?
I practice a lot. Most of the time it's through research, just looking at different articles relating to agriculture. But my ag teacher, Miss Handy, helps me a lot with just throwing random topics at me and requiring me to speak on my feet.
Now, in the future, are you looking to pursue and be involved in agriculture?
Absolutely. I plan to go to Texas A&M University College Station and major in agribusiness.
Now, you're only a junior in high school. What is some advice you would give to FFA members wanting to do a leadership development event like extemporaneous speaking?
I would tell them that FFA is one of the most inclusive organizations that I've ever witnessed. Throughout the FFA organization, we're able to encompass so many different abilities that we never knew we had.
Now, you probably wouldn't be here today without your support system. Tell me more about the support system you have back home.
First off, I'd like to thank my family so much. They've been there every step of the way for me. And my ag teachers, Miss Handy and Mr. Liao and Miss Telschik, have always been great to me. The community support in my town of Sinton has been awesome, and I just appreciate everybody who supported me along the way.
Again, that was Blake Cater of Sinton, Texas. He is the 94th National FFA Convention winner in Extemporaneous Leadership Development Event. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.